Well, let's stand up and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Psalm 137, praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, lift up your hands, praise the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands, lift up your hands in the sanctuary, lift up your hands, praise the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Lift up your hands. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Bless him. Lift up your hands. Praise the Lord. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Lift up your hands. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, all ye servants. Oh, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Bless his name. Praise the Lord, all ye servants, who minister by night. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, all ye who minister by night in the house. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house. Lift up your hands, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands, lift up your hands, lift up your hands in the sanctuary, lift up your hands, praise the Lord, 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 somebody say praise the Lord. You know that song? We wrote that song way in Shreveport, Louisiana for a reason. We're starting a half hour late tonight. But we had a service that started at 11 o'clock at night. And we just love praising God so much that we look at our watch and it'd be 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And we'd be praising God and shouting and singing. And we figured out that, you know, that scripture will praise God through the night. You know, it says, if you open your Bibles to Psalm 134, it tells you to praise the Lord in the house of the Lord. It says, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Say, it's all right to minister by night. That means we call ourselves the night ministers, you know. Lift up your hands, lift up your hands, the sanctuary. Oh, lift up your hands, praise the Lord, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Oh, lift up your hands. Praise the Lord.
I just feel led to pray for those that used to worship with us back there in Shreveport. Would you help me do that? As I was singing this song, I just started to think about him. So we just pray for him. Is that all right? And just don't take lightly that you get a chance to praise God. You know? Don't take your Holy Ghost services lightly. Don't take the move of God lightly. Thank God for his seasons. Oh, we bless you. Thank God for those that you worship with. We talked Wednesday night about fellowship. So I want you to find yourself a person right now in this room and just pray for them and say, I'm so glad to worship with you tonight. Find somebody and tell them, and I don't take this worship experience lightly. Tell them. I'm so glad you're here. Yeah. You could be anywhere. You could be out at some restaurant. You could be at a restaurant. Whoa. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Lift up your hands. Praise the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Lift up your hands. Praise the Lord. All night, I want to praise the Lord. All night, I want to lift up my hands. All night, I want to dance a holy dance. All night, I want to praise the Lord. All night, I want to praise the Lord. All night, I want to lift up my hands. All night. Dance a holy dance all night. I want to praise the Lord all night. I want to praise the Lord all night. I want to lift up my hands all night. I'm gonna dance a holy dance all night. I want to praise the Lord all night. I want to praise the Lord all night. I want to lift up my hands all night. I want to dance a holy dance all night. I want to praise the Lord. Are you safe? All night. I want to praise the Lord all night. I want to lift up my hands all night. I want to dance a holy dance all night. I want to praise the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Lift up your hands and praise. You could be anywhere. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. He invited you here. Lift up your hands. Praise the Lord. You could be dead. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Lift up your hands. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy. holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
Just repeat after me. Holy.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
Sing it out.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy,
holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy,
holy. Is the Lord our God. Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy,
holy.
Holy, holy,
holy.
Only you are holy.
Holy,
oh, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy,
holy.
It's the Lord our
God.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy,
holy, holy.
Holy, holy,
holy. Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy,
holy.
Holy,
holy, holy.
Only you are holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy,
holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Is the Lord our God. 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 Yes, Lord our God. Save me. Save.
Cry out, save me.
Save me.
Save me.
Save me.
Cry out, save me.
Save me. Save me.
Cry out, save me.
Save me. Make it on my own. Oh, oh,
oh. Y'all don't mind, we just enjoy Jesus, do you? I think it was the day before yesterday, I just woke up in the morning, and deep within my heart, I heard my heart sing. You know, I wasn't singing, but I heard my heart singing. It was just over and over again.
Save me.
It cried, save me.
Lord, save me. Oh, save me. Oh, save me
from the bottom of my heart,
Lord. Save me. I realize I can't make it on my own. The righteous of my own, I need you, only you, only you.
You need his salvation power. You know that saving power will heal you. It'll deliver you. It'll pay the bills. It'll take you to heaven and wash away sin. Stay. Just cry.
Save me. Can't make it on my own. Save me.
Let's just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Miracle worker, you are. Oh, oh,
You're the light, you bring me joy. You're my shelter from the storm. You're my guide, you will provide. All my hope is in your hand. You're the love, you want my heart. Nobody, nothing can take your place. I want you more than riches and fame. I lift my hands, praise your name. You're the light. You're the light. You bring me joy. You're my shelter from the storm.
You're my guide, here provide. All my hope is in your eye. You're the love, you're the love, you want my heart. Nobody, nothing can take your place. I want you more than riches and fame. I lift my hands, I praise your name. You're the living wonder, let your glory fall. You're my heart's desire, hear me when I call. I've been waiting at the river, coming to church song. So let the rain fall down like you did in the upper room. Holy Spirit, come rest on me like you said you would. I'll do the things I should. So let the rain, so let the rain fall down like you did in the upper room. Holy Spirit, come rest on me like you said you would. I'll do the things I should. The rain, so let the rain fall down like you did in the upper room. Holy Spirit, come rest on me like you said you would. I'll do the things I should. Shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light, shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light, shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light, shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light, shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light, you're the light. You're the light, you bring me joy. You're my shelter from the storm. You're my guide, you improvise. All my hope is in you. You're the love, you're the love, you and my heart. Nobody, nothing can take your place. You're the love, I want you more than riches and fame. I lift my hands, I praise your name. You're the living wonder. You're my heart's desire. I've been waiting at the river. So let the rain fall down like it did in the upper room. Holy Spirit, come rest on me like you said you would. I'll do the things I should. Let the rain fall down like it did in the upper room. Holy Spirit, on me like you said you would. I'll do the things I should. Shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light on me. Shine your light, 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 shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light, shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light, shine your light, shine your light, shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light on me. Shine light on me. Shine light on me. Shine light on me. Shine light on me.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Send your voice, Jesus. Oh, let's just get in the Spirit. Speak to my heart, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your move. Thank you for your ability, which we receive. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, we love you, Jesus. You are a miracle worker, oh God. Just thank God for His provision. Oh, everything's gonna be all right. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We love you, Father. How many believe in God's ability? How many believe in the ability of God? You believe in that dunamis power of God. Amen. The power of God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, He can do anything. Oh, anything He can do if you let Him. Say, we got to do something, God. Yeah. Say, do it, Lord. Say, do it, Lord. Say, do it, Jesus. Work a miracle. Work a miracle. Work a miracle, God. Amen. How many of you need a miracle? He's that kind of God that works everything all right. Yeah, He turns. Step around if you let Him. If you put your faith out there. Yes, He will. Somebody say, He'll turn it around. He'll turn it around. Yes, He will. Oh, yes, He will. A new life, a new joy, a new faith. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going to be on that number. Say, I'm going to be in that number with those that get things turned around. Hey, I expect provision to come. Right away, I expect a brighter day. Yes, 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 yes. I won't be left behind. I won't be forsaken. Yeah, I'm going to get what God has for me. I declare I'm going forward, not back. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Will you go with me to a better place? Will you go with me to a better place where God does some stuff? Will you go with me to a better place? Samamanaboshata. Well, don't just stay where you are. Will you go with me where miracles happen? Will you go with me where you can feel the grace and the anointing and the power of God? Where you can have your joy restored? Yes! Somebody say, go with me to a better place. Oh, glory to God. He's that kind of God. Somebody say, I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That anointing's in this place tonight. Hallelujah. That kind of power is in this place tonight. The kind of power that'll get your need met. The kind of power that'll get your need met. If you want to have it met, He wants to meet it by faith. He wants to turn it around and make it better than what you thought it would be. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That kind of anointing's in the room tonight. Hallelujah. Say, I'm about to go forward. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. Come on, help me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. It's all right, it's all right, Lord, you make it all right. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me.
It's all right. It's all right. Lord, make it all right.
All I want is one person need to get blessed. He's that kind of God. That's what the anointing of God is. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, I want to get blessed. God's trying to bring provision right now. Right now. Somebody say, higher.
Higher.
Let's go higher. Let's go higher,
higher.
It's all right, it's all right. Lord, you make it all right. You can't stay where you are. You gotta go higher. You can't stay where you are. You gotta go higher. You can't stay where you are. No, you can't stay where you are. Go higher. Let's go higher. Let's go higher. Well, you can't stay where you are. You gotta go higher. Well, you can't stay where you are. You gotta go higher. You can't stay where you are. You gotta go higher. Well, higher. Higher in Jesus Christ. I got a word for you. You can't stay where you are. You gotta go higher. Well, you can't stay where you are. You gotta go high. You gotta stretch your faith. You can't stay where you were. You gotta go higher, well, higher, higher heights, Jesus Christ. That's from the Holy Ghost. Well, you can't stay where you are. You gotta go higher. Well, you can't stay where you are. You gotta go high, higher, higher. You can't stay where you are. You gotta go higher. Well, higher, higher still, Jesus Christ. Even spiritually, you can't stay where you are. You gotta go higher. Stay where you are. You gotta go higher. Tell somebody. You can't stay where you are. You gotta go higher. Well, higher, higher still, Jesus Christ. I expect to be blessed, so let's go higher. I expect to be blessed. I wanna go higher. I want to go higher, well, higher, higher still, Jesus Christ. Nobody can get you there but Jesus. Well, nobody can get you there but my Jesus. Nobody can get you there but my Jesus. Well, nobody can get you there but the Lord. Tell him nobody can get you there. Nobody gets you there but my Jesus. Well, nobody can get you there but my Jesus. Nobody can get you there but my Jesus. Jesus is the way. Somebody say, I expect the rain to fall.
ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. I has not seen, nor ear has heard, the good that the Lord has in store for you. I has not seen, nor the ear heard, the good that the Lord has in store. Tell us, well, the eye has not seen, or the ear heard, well, the good that the Lord has prepared for you. The eye has not seen, nor the ear has heard, well, the good that the Lord has stored.
I decide I'm going to be blessed right in front of my enemies. Tell somebody. Somebody say, I decide I'm going to be blessed. Yes, blessed, 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 blessed. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Yes. Hallelujah. Say, God's still in the blessing business. Yes, he is. God's still in the blessing business. He still does good things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, he is. I'm going to be blessed if I have to get blessed all by myself. Yes. Hey. Hallelujah. I just heard a good word. I'm about to be blessed. My soul cried out, God, save me. Hey! And I believe he did. I believe he heard my cry. And now I feel like shouting. Yeah! Well! So say, why is he shouting like that? See, people of faith fight before the miracle. No other way to get a blessing but to praise God. I don't know no other way that works for me. I tried this, I tried that. The only thing I know that works for me is praising the Lord. The only thing I know that works is praising Jesus. Hey! Ha ha ha! Devil, I ain't paying no attention to you. I'm not paying attention to you, devil. I got my eyes on the victory. I got my eyes on the victory. Y'all don't mind us just shouting a little bit, huh? You might not get a chance to shout Sunday morning, but it's all right. Oh, I declare the victory. I declare the victory. God's got something coming. He's got something coming. He's got something good on the way. Hey, 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 hey. He's speaking, and even now, he's passing out orders, even now. Brother, I believe Brother Jesse, I believe Brother Marty's coming. Did you hear that? I believe Brother Marty's on the way. God's released it right now. Get blessed, girl. Oh, we're having a Holy Ghost meeting. That spirit of prophecy's on. Say, this is a holy place. Say, this is a holy place. Who shall abide in the tabernacle of the Almighty? Who shall dwell in the secret place of the Most High God? I'll still be praising you. I'll still be praising you, Lord. You getting blessed back there, brother. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I dare you just to shout out in a prayer language right now. Hey, say, Olivet, be healed in the name of Jesus. Jesse, Play those drums real like God's on you. Yeah! Make the devil man, make the devil man. Play it like that! Hey! I believe you need to stomp on the devil. Come on, just stomp on the devil. Come on. Devil, I dare you, stomp on the devil, stomp on the devil, stomp on the devil, hey, hey, stomp on the devil, put your feet on his head, stomp on the devil, hey, it's a lie, stomp on the devil, stomp on the devil, stomp on the devil, hey, 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 take your place. Walk all over the devil. Take your place. Hey, hey, don't be defeated anymore. Stomp on the devil. Stomp on the devil. Stomp on the devil. Stomp on the devil. Stomp on the devil's plan. Stomp on the devil's plan. Yeah, tell him. No way. No way. You for a long time, he's fought you for a long time, but you still say no. You still say no. You won't give up your faith, you won't give up your joy, you won't give up your peace, you won't give up your shout, you won't give up your prayer, you won't give up your seed, you won't give up your sowing. No, no, no. Gonna bring Satan under your feet, 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 under your feet. How many want to bruise the devil? How many want to bruise the devil? How many tired of taking bruises from the devil? Now you know what, you know what, you know what, you know what? There's only one way to bruise the devil. Somebody say, under your feet, not in your head, not in your hand. The Bible says, under your feet, under your feet, under your feet, and not in your head, not in your head. Say hallelujah. Oh, come on, glory to God. Hey, 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 get the devil under your feet. Get the devil under your feet and bruise him, bruise him, bruise him, bruise him, bruise him. Hey, 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 hey. You get that revelation?
The God of peace will soothe Bruce Satan under your feet. Hey, 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 hey.
There's something to that. Something to that. How many want to bruise the devil?
So say, yeah, yeah.
That means there's an attitude that defeats the devil's power. There's an attitude that breaks the devil's ability. You know that? I saw the devil with a shoe on his head. Amen? And I heard that demon crying, and they said, get him, get him, get him. And the devil was saying, no, I can't get him. I can't catch him. Every time I reach up to get him, I get a foot in my head. Somebody say, hallelujah. If you keep him under your feet, he'll no longer be in your head. The devil can't trip dancing feet. Say, I'm going to stand.
Get your authority right now. Somebody say, I'm at the advantage. See, if you're fighting like this, you can't win. You can't fight with this. Somebody say amen. You can only defeat the devil when he's under your feet. That means you can only defeat the devil standing. Tell you what, when I finish this race, I want to see a bruised devil. I don't want him looking good on the last day, amen. I want to take it, I want to see Jesus, and yeah, I want him to be black and blue. And I want to say that's what we did in Jesus' name. Some said the God of peace will soon bruise Satan under your feet. Some say, be excellent. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, la mama, ho, 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 ho. Say, I'm on a ho, sha, ha, 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 ha. Somebody say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give way, give way, give way to excellence.
Hallelujah. God's teaching us how to put the devil under our feet. You can be seated if you can. If you're not, just stay there with the teaching. Romans 16:19. I think you need to go there. Is that what it is? Turn there and tell me what it says. Is it in Romans 19:16 or 16:19? Oh. Just type in the word excellent. See what you get. Somebody, how many want to get the hey? How many want that revelation? How many want that anointing to get the devil under your feet? Romans 16:20. What does it say? Okay, now, what does it say? The verse before that in Romans chapter verse 19. What does verse 19 say? Be wise. Now, there's another Bible. Has anybody got it in? Does anybody got it in the King James? Romans chapter. Okay, we won't give her a mic. You got it in my Bible, that one over there? No, I need it in King James. King James, the new King James, I don't think will happen. Does it say be excellent? Check the King James here, this Bible. There's a King James right there, I believe, right? You can turn on the fluorescence, Brother Jesse. Jesse, get out there and get a King James for me. Chapter 16:19-20. It's missing the book of Romans. Is that the word Bible? What does it say? Just read it. Read verses. Go ahead.
For your obedience has come abroad unto all men.
Everybody say obedience. Say it one more time. Obedience.
Obedience.
Go to the verse before that one. Verse before that one.
For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple.
Keep reading.
For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad therefore on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil.
Somebody say wise. Now, another word for that that can be exchanged for that word wise. Somebody say excellent. Somebody say be excellent at what is good. Say excellent. And innocent of evil. Somebody say hallelujah. What do you check in there, Rita? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Jesse, you want to get my lapel and give me that verse? Just open it up and we'll minister that for a while. Somebody say, putting the devil under your feet. That's talking about getting an advantage. How many want the devil out of your head? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
That's talking about living. What do you got there? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Let me see it. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now listen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say one more time, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It's one thing to learn just to have the advantage. Somebody say, I want to have the advantage.
I want to have the advantage.
Say, I want great advantage. Say it one more time.
I want great advantage.
How many are tired of living this life by faith at disadvantage?
Amen.
What's living at a disadvantage? You know, the devil makes one move, then you're always on the defense. Instead of the offense, the devil does something, you respond. You know, you go along, the devil does something, then you act. The devil does something, you act. The devil makes you sick. You believe God and get healed. Other than you just stay healed, you know? So say, being on or being at the advantage. You can only be at the advantage when the devil is completely out of your head. That's how the enemy comes to us. So say your head, your mind. The devil doesn't come to you by your spirit. Your spirit belongs to God. When the devil's trying to get entrance into your life, he's trying to plant something in your life, he will only come at you through your mind gate. He doesn't have any access to your spirit. Somebody say, my spirit belongs to God. So if the devil wants to get a stronghold in your life, he's going to do whatever he can do to influence your head. So you can't have the devil around your head. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can win if you keep the devil out of your head, every demonic thought, every evil thought. Amen. Keep it out of your head. Give me that Bible, brother. Keep it out of your head and keep the enemy under your feet. If the devil's not under your feet in prayer, you won't pray victoriously. If the devil's not under your feet while you're trying to stand in faith, you don't stand beside the devil and claim things. You don't have the devil running around and you just praying, oh, the Lord, make the devil stop. Faith doesn't work that way.
Amen.
We can't build a church thinking that the enemy's out there roaring about, running around, trying to start all this other stuff. You won't win that way.
Amen.
You got to have the mindset of Christ. God's new, this new breed God is developing, amen, we're learning how to stand in faith on top of the devil in every circumstance. So say, the devil will not be my problem. And if he's not under your feet, he'll definitely be your problem. See, the devil really isn't your problem. You know who your problem is? You are. The devil will get in your head and cause you to work against you. He doesn't have any victory over you. He doesn't have any authority over your life. Everything he tries to do in your life, he's got to put it in your head and convince you that it's true. He comes to you like God comes to your spirit. God will get on the inside of your spirit. You know, he comes with you the word of God that you got to believe it on the inside, right? And then it'll start to manifest. It's the same thing with the word of, with the devil. The devil will start out, and the devil starts out, and he'll start out with your head. Somebody say, with thoughts. I tell you what, you keep thinking crazy. You just keep entertaining every little thought the devil brings your way. And then you're going to put something to action. You're going to be in trouble. And your faith won't stand. You won't get your miracle. You won't get your healing. You won't get your breakthrough. You won't see your children delivered. You won't see your relatives saved the way God wants them to be saved. You won't see the turnaround until you realize and say, first of all, I got to get that sucker out of my way. And we got to do better. Somebody say, hallelujah. Now, I just don't want to be satisfied with the devil. Get thee behind me, Satan. He might catch up. I want the devil to be under my feet. You know what? And if you keep the devil bruised, he can't swing so hard.
Amen.
You know, you got to learn to fight. Now, if you got out there with a ring with Mike Tyson, you can't let it. You got to take some blows to try to wear the sucker down. Don't have the devil at an advantage in your life this year. Don't have the devil, you know, he didn't have to work out nothing. He can just growl and you go around running behind a rock someplace. He just gives you a thought and you give up. How many got strong devils in your life? Well, strong devils come because they don't have any adversaries. So we say hallelujah. So say thank you, Jesus. Strong devils come because people refuse to stand in faith, say, no, devil, you belong under my feet, and I'm going to keep you bruised. It's going to be a miserable ride. I'm going to kick you every time I get the chance. I'm not just going to leave you alone. Now, you can do this. The only way to put the devil under your feet is this way. And your obedience is come abroad unto all men, and I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise or excellent unto that which is good. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Somebody say, good.
Good.
Say, God is good.
God.
Everything God's got is good. Everything God says is good. Everywhere God leads me is good. Amen. Every inspiration he gives me is good. Everything he tells me to do, somebody say, it's for my good. Hallelujah. That means God, he said, listen, he'll lead you beside the still and peaceful waters. He'll restore your soul. So if God's involved in anything you're doing, don't be afraid. Don't be cast down. Don't be worried. You got to learn to confess when the devil comes your way. Somebody say, it's all good.
Hallelujah.
See, if you don't put the devil under your feet, you'll lose. You're not even supposed to argue with the devil. You got to find out that what you're doing in your life is the will of God, no matter what it is, and you decide you're going to be blessed in it.
Amen.
Some say, it's good.
Good.
The plan of God is the place of provision. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. We can get out there, we can get out there thinking in many different things. We got to go to New York and see all these other things, but you know what? I better be right where my little butt, where God tells me to put my little butt.
Amen.
That's the place of blessing. That's the place of blessing. Some say, good.
Good.
Now, see, you got to know what's good. See, many people don't know to discern good. They don't know how to discern God. See, many good things, you don't know what's good until after it manifests. You don't like good vegetables sometimes. You don't know there's some vegetables out there that's so good for you, but man, them things are nasty. And you got to acquire a taste to get it. Some say, but it's still good for you. That's the way that things of God are sometimes. There's some situation he causes you to walk through. There's some ministries he causes you to sit in, put up with, and sit under. Amen?
Amen.
And to endure it and do some things, even though you don't understand it. Amen? But tell somebody, it's good. You got to learn to be obedient. You know, I heard one song in my heart as we were starting. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I believe he's answering my prayer. When I woke up that morning, my heart was just saying, save me, Lord. Realized I couldn't be saved myself. You're going to have to save me, Jesus. My spirit knew that. My head didn't. You know? So I say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I was just praying that. And this is the way that God wants to save us. How does God want to save us? See, salvation is more than just going to heaven and escaping hell. Salvation is healing in your mind, healing in your family, restoration, wholeness, prosperity. Hey, amen. Somebody say the full gospel. Deliverance. Shalom and peace. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Hallelujah. But you know what? If the devil's in your head, that salvation is not going to have the chance to manifest. So say, put on the helmet.
Helmet.
Of what? Ooh, glory to God. See, but the devil gets in your head, and every time they try to put that helmet on, he gets to kick it. See, that means you got to have. Somebody say, good.
Good.
Think on those things which are whatever is good, whatever is pure, whatever is noble. Think on those things. That's the helmet of salvation. How do you put on the helmet of salvation? God told me to do something, and as I do what God tells me to do, it's going to bring me salvation. It's going to bring me peace. It's going to bring me joy. It's going to bring me abundance. It's going to get me to my expected end. Somebody say salvation.
Salvation.
Somebody say the helmet,
of salvation.
And you got to learn to stand in faith with it. That in obeying God, you'll receive salvation. Somebody say, get the devil out of your head,
and under your feet.
Be excellent at that which is good. Somebody say excellent. Say it one more time. Excellent. I tell you what, I'm starting to smile around this place. Why am I starting to smile? Because God's starting to do some things, and I'm starting to get excited. We're finally, after 5 years, starting to tie some things down, and I'm looking at that, and you know what God makes? You know, you can feel God. I feel like tonight, amen, God looked at something and said, and behold, it was good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's what it's all about. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Made me feel so good this week. We had saints through the building this week. Amen. Irene sitting there working. Different people up there working, doing what God told them to do. We're finally getting that database together. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Got every seat numbered, ready to fill them in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
By faith.
Amen.
You know what I'm believing God for? You know what I'm believing God for? And I'm going to do it in Jesus' name. We got every seat numbered. You hear what I'm saying? I'm believing God for a move of the Spirit so strong, you got to call in to get a seat.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You call in the next, I ain't moving nowhere. Said, well, last service, you check that last service, you ordered a seat and didn't sit in it. You don't get one this week. Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That's what I'm believing God for. And you know what? He's going to do it.
Jesus.
Somebody say, he's going to do it. You know, we did a database. Ask Brother Jesse. We did a new database. And the new database that we did up, we can keep your picture in the database and tells you which seat you sit in. Amen. You even got your seat number. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I believe I'm seat number R36. So let me make sure. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a reason. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, be excellent.
Be excellent.
Ooh, glory to God. How many are tired of having the devil slap you in your face and kick you? God knows what he's doing. You know that? So say, God knows what he's doing. I was getting all kind of symbols tonight as I was sitting up here about the minister. You know, because it's the Holy Ghost meeting. When you just stay open, and God said, listen, you know, I don't know. You know, I was just being led and drawn to that one Buddy Bell tape tonight. I almost started to show it tonight. And it was, what was that one about? Guidelines. Said, Lord, where are you going with guidelines? Then I felt like I was schizophrenic. So I said, no, I can't. You know, we can just do that another time. Guidelines. Everybody say guidelines. Then I got up on the platform tonight, and then I just kept hearing in my heart, I surrender. Then I kept hearing in my heart that song, you know, he's under my feet. He's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. So I say guidelines.
Guidelines.
Keep
Satan
under your
feet.
Everybody can't take this. Everybody can't hang with this. This might be over your head. It might seem simple, but you know, those that are ready can hang with this. You hear what I'm saying? Those that are excellent, somebody say excellence. Somebody say, yet I show you a more excellent way. Somebody say, love makes us flow in excellence. So when God wants you to do something with excellence, he's actually saying, I want you to put the devil under your feet. You know why? Because the devil did everything slack. He looked good, but I don't think he sounded as good. Nobody said he was. He probably wasn't the best musician. Nowhere in the Bible said he was the best musician. He probably was the head musician, but it didn't say he was the best musician. Why? He didn't have any love in his heart. He didn't have obedience. Obedience matches excellence. You can't be excellent when you're thinking about yourself. So if you ever want to take the devil down, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know that the devil always wanted to shortcut stuff. He went to Adam and Eve in the garden. He went to Eve in the garden and said, surely the Lord didn't say that. He didn't tell you. God gave them a specific direction of what he wanted them to do and how he wanted them to do it. You know, and the devil came and said, no, he didn't say it like that. He meant do it this way. Somebody say it. Shortcut, shortchange, obedience, shortchange, excellence, forfeit, salvation. Whenever God wants to bring salvation to people, he said he gets them to flow. Somebody said the ark was salvation, wasn't it? He brought them out in an ark, you know what? But that ark had to be built with what? Somebody say, excellence. He said, I want you to make this thing this big. I want that board this big. I want it to look like this. And I want you to do it exactly like this. And everybody that got inside the ark of excellence, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Took them 100 years to put it together before they rounded up the first goat. Some of us would have been wanting to put pigs in early. Amen. We sitting up here working in the nation's church for 5 years. We ready. Well, Lord. You know? Some say, 5 years, we tired already. Just us. But here this man had to. He said, listen, he had never seen the rain. Yet God told him to build, and he had to build for 100 years. Tell me that. I believe they got an argument sometime. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Said, Noah built faithfully. He might, you know, I wonder if all of the people that were building with him built them the whole time. I wonder if someone got mad and every once in a while he was building for a couple years by himself. During this decade, this one got mad. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, the ark of safety is
the ark of love.
Which is a more excellent
way.
Ooh, it's 11 o'clock. We got to get you out of here. Be excellent at that which is good and simple. Somebody say simple. So say play dumb to evil. See, we like to play dumb to good, but we excellent in evil. You know, there's a wrong way. We know all about it, how to get there. Somebody say amen. You know, but you know, what? There was prayer tonight. Try to play. Somebody say, try to play dumb.
Try to play dumb.
I didn't know they needed anybody to pray. What? That coffee cup over there needed to be clean. Somebody say, try to play dumb. I thought Sister so-and-so was going
to
get that coffee cup. Well, I'm sure they got a cleaning crew. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say innocent. Of good. There are a lot of people try to play dumb to good. Who needs a ride tonight? I don't know. Somebody say innocent of good. But we're excellent in evil. You know, we can find a way out of anything. Somebody say amen. A way out, knowing that the way to blessing is to bless somebody else. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. So we are excellent to go the wrong way. We are excellent. You know, the devil comes to us as soon as God gives us an opportunity to do something. The devil comes with us with a thought, with an idea. You know, you don't need that. You don't know to go that way. Amen. And some of us are excellent at it. Amen. Somebody say, you know, the Lord says, with every temptation, he's faithful to provide a way out. You know the Bible says that? God will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you can handle. That he's faithful always to give you a way out when you're tempted. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Well, some of us, we're always faithful to find a way out when we're tempted to do good. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, excellent for a way out. Opportunity comes our way to be a blessing. Opportunity comes our way to let our light shine, to pray, to do anything. Then all of a sudden the devil comes. Somebody say, amen. Don't worry, I can get you out of this. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And we wonder why we don't get the devil under our feet. He's your lookout. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We are to be excellent at that which is God, at that which is good. You got to be sharp and discerning to find the goodness of God. Amen? And stick to it, even though you got to see with the eyes of faith. A lot of times you'll miss a lot of your blessings if you don't know what's good for you. Amen? You'll miss things if you're not able to discern good from evil. Amen? Somebody say, and the God, somebody say, the God
of peace
will bruise Satan under your feet. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. When you flow in goodness and excellence, when you allow God to lead you to do the good thing in the spirit of excellence, God will use you to stomp out the devil from your city. He'll use you to stomp out the devil from your church. He'll use you to stomp out the devil from your job. He'll choose you to stomp out the devil from your family. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. If we would only learn to be excellent at that which is good. Somebody say, just obedient. Somebody say, ready. For use. That's all excellent. Excellent also means ready for use.
Amen.
Whenever God wants to use you, he wants to bruise the devil. Somebody say, hallelujah. How many of you had opportunities today? Come over here. I want you to slap the devil for me. Amen. Somebody say, he wants to pick you up and cause you to walk down a different path. Amen. And kick the devil. Somebody say, excellent. And that which is good, innocent. Amen. Of evil. And God, and the God of peace will soon bruise Satan under your feet. Under your feet shortly. Two things God wants to do. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, thank you, Father. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Some of you are going to leave this word alone and miss out your blessing. Amen. But some are going to hear this word and get the devil under your feet and get on the advantage. Amen. I perceive by my spirit tonight, before we even heard all this stuff tonight, I perceive that God wanted to take some people to a higher level. I perceive that God wants, so you can expect the blessings to come. I perceive that God wants to take them to a higher level, but they're going to have to flow. They have to get this word and learn how to live in it and how to reign in it for God to do what he wants to do. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And I saw a woman's shoe kicking the devil. Look like one more clodhoppers you wear, sister. Amen. Hallelujah. So I say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So don't you worry about a thing. I saw the devil getting bruises all over his head. And it looked like them shoes. Amen. That means something's about to happen on the inside of you. It's going to cause you to flow in the spirit of excellence. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the God of peace will bruise Satan under your, so say, a quick work will the Lord do in the last days. So say, shortly. You know what? It doesn't take a long time for God to bruise the devil. It doesn't take a long time to get the devil under your feet. It takes a long time for you to be excellent in that which is good. So say, thank you, Jesus. It doesn't take a long time to give you a miracle. It takes a long time for you to learn to be excellent in that which is good and innocent of evil. So say, play dumb to evil people.
Play dumb to evil people.
So say, thank you, Jesus. Come on over here. Play dumb. Oh. Well, I'm just going to be dumb and not go and be so blessed. And people, you going to miss out? Well, I just going to have to be dumb and miss out. So say, be wise as serpents, innocent as doves. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Glory to God. When there's a spirit of excellence that flows, God shortly bruises Satan. Whenever you can see a ministry and people flowing in excellence, the devil first gets bruised. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Then after the devil's bruised, somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. After the devil's bruised.
Yeah.
Listen to me. After the devil's bruised. After the devil's bruised. God's been working that woman over for 2 days. Ooh, look at somebody and say, after the devil's bruised.
After the devil's
bruised. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, ho, ho. That's God. Oh, that's God. Sister Olivet, I was there that last time we got to see you. I got so mad at the devil for doing that stuff to you. Oh, it just made me mad. We didn't have any power to do anything about it. Just wanted to slap him. I wanted to find one of y'all and slap you or something. No, I'm joking. But I just wanted to slap him. You ever got so mad? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Amen. So say wrestle.
Wrestle.
You don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. You can get the devil back. So say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody like to fight? Anybody like to look at somebody and say, feel like fight.
Feel like fight.
Well, honey, one way you can get the devil back.
Amen.
Amen. Flow in the spirit of excellence. He bruised you, you bruise him.
Amen.
Find something that God say, well, devil, I'm going to do what he told me to do anyhow. Amen. I'm going to pray the best way I can. Amen. That's the way you kick back. Never let the devil cause you to stop doing what God told you to do. See, that's what it's all about. He gets bruised. He does those things to make you look bad, to get you to stop, to make you give up. Job bruised the devil. Somebody say hallelujah. See, the devil tried everything he wanted to try with Job, but Job said, listen, why don't you just curse God and die? Amen. And Job didn't curse God. He continued to roll on with what God had for him. Amen. Made the devil look real bad. So say, bruised him.
Bruised him.
Give the devil a black eye. Continue to do what God told you to do when everybody else says you can't. When finances say you can't do it. Amen. When your body says you can't do it. Amen. When your head says you can't do it. Amen. When everybody else tells you to give up. Keep on doing what God tells you to do. Bruise the devil. The devil came to cause you to stop to do. He's there to deceive you from doing what God wants you to do with your life. He's a deceiver of the brethren.
Amen.
So say, bruise him. Make the devil look real bad. Oh, hallelujah. Make the devil look bad. Thank you, Jesus. People tell you, well, you one sorry person. Well, I'm one sorry person that the devil couldn't take down.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The God of peace will bruise Satan shortly under your feet. After the devil's bruise, somebody say, the grace.
The grace.
Say, the grace.
The grace.
Ooh, that's what God is after. That anointing. Somebody say, grace. That anointing. Amen. After, you know what? After we flow in that spirit of excellence, the devil will get bruised. Amen. To where he won't be able to do anything. He'll be handicapped. God will send an assignment down, and the devil will be, he'll be limping so he can't get there in time. God will say, I want to bless this over there. I want y'all to go have a prayer meeting over there. But before the devil can, see, the devil's quick and able right now. He ain't been hit by nobody. He can get there real fast. But if you got a bunch of obedient people, somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll be handicapped.
Amen.
Because he's not going to be able to get in different people's minds. How do you feel about this? You know, somebody say, amen. Where he won't be able to flow as quickly, amen, because people are moving in obedience.
Amen.
Somebody say, a handicapped devil.
A handicapped devil. Amen.
Hallelujah. How many would like to race a handicapped devil? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sit a handicapped church. Somebody say, a handicapped devil. How were y'all able to get that done? Y'all must have really got it together. No, we just handicapped the devil.
Amen.
Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Bruised him. Somebody say, amen. He used to get there right away. Amen. But he's bruised. Amen. Get the devil limping. Amen. The spirit of excellence makes the devil limp. It breaks his power. Spirit of disobedience. You know, it limits the anointing of God. Spirit of obedience. Amen. Amen. Handicaps the devil. Are you catching me? After the devil is bruised, then grace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, will be with you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of that? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Did you get anything out of that?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, I got a bruised
devil
under my feet. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where have your devils been? In your head or under your feet? You can tell it to handicap or not. Amen. Well, glory to God. When you go for that surgery, take a handicap devil if you have to take one. Amen. Amen. You believe in God for a miracle. Amen. Somebody say amen. When devils are in the head, they make you think they're big and bad and strong. But the devil's a liar and God is exalted. Somebody say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Satan, we wish you bruises.
Satan, we wish you bruises.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As these people, devil, as these people stand up and do what God tells them to do with love and motivation in their heart and in the spirit of excellence. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not going to look so good. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The church looks better. You look worse. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We should sing to Jesus. To him be glory. To Jesus be glory forever and ever. Amen. Then we think about the devil. To him be bruises. Bruises. To him be bruises forever. Amen. What is a bruise, dear? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Praise you.
Somebody say, the God of peace in your head will soon crush Satan under your feet. You get peace in your head, devil under your feet. Amen. You'll bruise and you'll have grace. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we bless your people that faithfully serve you, that faithfully love you. I pray that the anointing of excellence would reign in their life in all that they do. That powerful anointing, that powerful grace, that extra, that cherry on top, that extra mile. Father God, may it handicap the wicked one in this area. Father, let excellence reign so strong in this city, Father God, that slackers will have to move away. I hate this place, they'd say. Amen and go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just start to pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ye no sata kovri nite shala bokfrende to rile ba aso ribete obsabahaye. Yea, my people, yea, my people, yea, my people have the best, amen, because they do their best, ha, 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 and they give their best, therefore they receive the best. Lokro mono ustakla mahaya, sobrete celebo mana ase in usarahaya. Yea, a better day is coming. Yana no no husalakata haya hanahasa. Yea, a better way is revealed. Ha, 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 a higher plane. Yeah, I want to do better. I want to do much more. Even when you heard it the first time, I can do much more than this. You'll find that I wasn't lying. Amen. I told you the truth. Amen. And now he's telling you, I can do better than that. Much more and better.
Yeah. He did much more than what he said he would do, and now he's going to do even better. Separate yourself from those which can't be blessed. Then God will be able to do the rest. Even now he's opened the door for you to receive your just reward. And they shall not share in the inheritance of the righteous. Why let your heart be troubled? Hallelujah. Why let your heart be troubled? God says, for in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And if he's got many mansions, don't you think he can find a place for you? Glory to God. La, 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 ha, la, ha, la, ha. Stop worrying about it. Stop worrying about it. Stop thinking about it. Stop fretting about it. God wants to do much more than you could ever think or imagine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ha 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 ha. Bungazidalo uste vretestunahai. Yenahana nahaya, yea, sanahana. And you need to say, God, keep it coming. You need to say, God, keep it coming. You need to say, God, keep it coming. You just need to say, God, keep it coming. For God's been working some things in your life. The river has been flowing in your life. The blessings have been flowing in your life. And you've even had the word spoken of you of a change of direction months ago. And even God has done it. Even God has done it. Even the greater things have yet to be done. Hallelujah. The greater things have yet to be done. But many battles have already been won. Hallelujah. But as you keep your heart stretched toward God and your arms of faith and your confession still, God will do every last thing he promised you he would do. God will do, oh, yeah, but I'm going to know Salahai. Yeah, but you're going to have to learn to listen to the voice of God. Listen to the voice of God. Hear the heart of God. Yeah, he's called you to a season of peace. Yeah, he's called you to a place where you can sit up under the secret place of the Most High God that you might be able to hear him. And you'll hear him whisper to you. You'll hear him whisper to you. Yeah, you'll feel his grace. He had to get you away from the negative. He had to get you away from those that didn't have faith, that those that floated unbelievers and unbelief and doubt. Amen. For those that were doomed to death. Amen. But God's appointed you to life and life more abundantly. So he's got you in his house and you might be able to hear his word and receive his best. Yea, and you'll hear him whisper certain things into your heart, certain things to your heart, for he will save your brother. He will save your brother just like he said he would. He will do it. 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 Hallelujah. And all you need to do is rejoice and believe God and take that brighter day. Yay, 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 yay. Many businesses God will give to you. Many businesses God will give to you. You don't have to seek for any good thing but God. Hallelujah. London, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all that other stuff will be given to you. Hallelujah. God's got a higher plan. He's got a higher way, and he can do it. All you got to do is stand in faith and pray and believe God. Hallelujah. And that manifestation will start to happen in your life. God's already told you he'd bless you and that you'd be rich and you wouldn't lack any good thing. Hallelujah. Yeah. I heard God just whispered to my heart, he's crazy enough to believe me. Hallelujah. Yes, he's going to work it out. He's going to work it out. But he can't work it out until the devil's under your feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Look at what it did in your life. Look at what God the Lord has done in your life. Things you'd never think he'd be able to do. Got them out of that state. Moved them down here, and the best is yet to come. Yea, they shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. They shall be redeemed, and their last days shall be their greater days. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God just said, you mind your business, he'll mind his and get the job done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Latato sataya. Latato sataya. Latato sataya. Latato sataya. Latato sataya batosa. Latate se mono ushela na kimbundu kusabala haya. Lotoromo ushere na labando vetiki yera haya. The things that God spoke to you are the things of the word. Hallelujah. Those things will come to pass, even the things that you heard in the night season. Ha ha ha. Yea, you are not to doubt. You are not to doubt. You are not to doubt. You're to believe God and to step in faith. Ha 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 ha. Yea, he's called you away to a secret place. You're going to have to get drunk in the Holy Ghost because God wants to do some things in you. Hallelujah. Ha 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 ha. You don't have to do it tonight. It'll happen. Amen. Glory to God, because God wants to work something in you. Hallelujah. We're going to have to blow you up to bring that healing ministry out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to work you over. Hallelujah. Glory. He's going to work you over. 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 Expect a rapid change. Expect a rapid change, but it's a good change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Yeah, that deliverance is yet to come, but it's coming. Yeah, it's yeah. Season of deliverance. Season of deliverance. A season of deliverance. Season of supernatural deliverance. It's going to start. It's going to start. It's going to start. It's going to start. It's going to be so. But you know what? He's going to do it all at the same time, but individually. Glory to God. God's going to do it all at the same time. God can handle it. God's going to have, he's going to work over the whole family. The whole family. He's going to bring seasons of deliverance over them through different ways. Even up there in Tulsa, she's going to go through a season. And I'm not talking about just demons come, crazy, stupid stuff like that. I'm talking about healing. I'm talking about healing of the inward parts. Amen. Hallelujah. God's going to bring that about. Amen. Ha, 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 ha. Sotoramana nushtarabahana. Yea, and you'll be new. Hallelujah. Everything will be new. Everything will be new. Everything will be new. But you just got to reverence God and run with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You won't be the same. You'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. There'll be a peace. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's appointed you for good things. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 On the no sake of Mahiah. Sutanahiyanahasahai. Yea, you've got to give way to the every move of God. You must give way to every move of God. Learn to take seasons of, you know, as God's moving by his spirit. Every time there's a wave, get on your face. Get on your face, just lay there and let God do what he wants to do. Hallelujah. And I'm just feeling in my spirit a year. Hallelujah. And it'll be a season of just rapid growth. But in that year, amen, there's going to be a blossoming in that year. Hallelujah. In that year, that restoration will be complete. Glory to God. That restoration will be totally complete. Hallelujah. That restoration will be totally complete. God's going to do it. Amen. And it's going to be such a deep work. That's why I said you're going to be drunk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Just a deep thing. Heavy, heavy types of anointing. He's going to send a wave in here. Hallelujah. He's going to send a healing balm through this place. Amen. Hallelujah. But you'll yet be able to minister. Amen. Because that's your heart. You'll go crazy if you can't minister. You can't do something. You'll be able to minister. You'll be able to do greater things. You'll be doing 10 times more than you ever thought about doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With excellence. Amen. With excellence and no stress and no strife, no problems. Amen. Hallelujah. But after that year, you're going to see something else happen. Glory to God. A new anointing will come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. It's good, isn't it? We haven't even taken an offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are y'all blessed? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, that light was so bright. That light was so bright that I had to hold my head so that light would burn. That light, I asked for something. I don't know.
Ha ha ha! Glory to God.
God save people sing. God bless America.
Ooh.
It's for Christian people to start to sing. America bless God.
We're gonna have you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad I don't have to preach on that.
Woo!
Thank you.
When you said offering, she ran right straight out the room. We need to pray for her. Enjoy the word tonight? Do you know is God speaking to you? Be excellent in what is good. I thought that was powerful. So many times people avoid good. The Bible says, you know, for him that knows to do good and doesn't do it, to him that's sin. And so many people hide from good opportunities, but God knows and God sees everything. But if you'll grab a hold of those good things, be excellent, be on the ball, be alert, listen, look for opportunities to do good. And like he said, when bad stuff goes down, play dumb. You don't have to know. You know. I was thinking the other day about worrying about somebody else. And it's like God almost says, I don't care what you think. It's none of your business. You know, so many times, now we should pray for one another, but we don't need to worry in judgment about people and their motivations. Leave that stuff to God. If there's something evil going on, hey, all you know is you need to pray for them. Be dumb about everything else. You don't need to know why, how, and all the details. Just be dumb. Be stupid when it comes to that stuff. Be wise as a serpent, but innocent as a dove. Don't be. So many times we get tainted and poisoned by all the evil that the devil tries to do. And the end result, you know, if someone wants to do wrong, they're going to do wrong. But if the devil can use that person to influence others and destroy others, then he's really happy. So don't get involved. Distance yourself. Be excellent in what's good. We have an opportunity to do good right now, and let's all be real excellent tonight. Amen. Don't run out like Crystal does. Run this way. I'm still here. I don't get it. All right, that's how we be dumb. All right, if you have your seed ready, get it out and just raise it. Thank you, Lord. Father, right now we take advantage of a good opportunity to do good. Father, we grab a hold of it and we just take this time to bless you, to sow our seed, Father. Lord, I pray that you bless everyone in here. Lord, I pray that a mighty work be done with this seed. Lord, I pray that needs would be met, lives would be changed, people would be delivered and set free and healed. Father, I thank you for supernatural change as a result of the obedience tonight, Father. Lord, I pray as people step out in obedience, not just participate in a public donation, but as they step out in obedience to give an offering, Father, Lord, I pray you meet that obedience and crush the devil under their feet, Father. Put the devil under their feet and fill their heads with peace, Father. Peace that passes all understanding, that they'd be able to do everything that you've called them to do without worry and without fear. Lord, I pray that you be with each and every one of us this weekend and this week. Lord, that you be with us wherever we go and wherever we have to be. Lord, I pray for your supernatural anointing and blessing to follow us, Father. And your favor, in Jesus' name. Lord, I also pray that you put on everyone's heart someone to invite, Father, for Sunday service, Lord. That if someone needs to invite and reach out, Lord, I just pray that you'd touch their heart and minister to them in that area, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Amen. You may bring your offerings.